Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Aleph, Seif Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav, and Tes Zayin. Seif Yud Gimel. Lo Yetze Hazov Bekis, She'ose Lahatzilo Mezivaso, Shlo Yitanef Ba. A Zav who experiences discharges that he cannot control, he cannot go on Shabbos with some type of pocket that he makes to save him from getting filthy with this discharge. That would be considered carrying. V'chein, isha nida, similarly, a woman who's menstruating, she'kosheres beged lefaneho, shlo tislachlech bedam nidusa, if she were to tie some material in front of her to keep herself clean from the blood of her nidus, asuro letzespo, she can't go out with that on Shabbos, unless it's shaped like pants that you wear. But if it's not a garment and she's tying it, but the purpose is not to prevent yourself from getting filthy, but rather it's there that she shouldn't have discomfort from the blood, not to have pain, then we say it's permitted because it becomes bottle to the body. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Mem Ches. Yetzei Hazov V'chulu. We start with a man who has this involuntary discharge. D'derech Hotzo'ohu L'Isha B'chol. On a weekday, he would go out with this thing to keep himself clean. So it's considered carrying on Shabbos. V'afal Pikin L'Mikrizeh B'Shem Malbush. It's not called a garment. To Osri Rakhlat Sila Mitinuf. His whole purpose is just to keep himself clean. V'cholat Sulei Mitinuf Masuli. If the whole purpose is to keep him clean, that's called carrying. It's a burden. Imlo shumalbush gomer, unless it's actually formed into a garment. Uchel kamon b'sif yudalad, as we'll see in sif yudalad. So the notes point out there's a big shaila with medical equipment. When there's various apparatus attached to his body, it could very well be it's carrying on Shabbos because it's not a malbush, it's a masri. He'd wear it on the weekday. There are certain things that give medications, that give painkillers, monitors, all these things. On Shabbos, there would be a serious carrying issue because this is the derech hatzor b'chol. It's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit, and it would be considered the equivalent of the kiss for the zav. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Mem Tes, b'kiss. So he cannot go out with this kind of pocket made to keep himself clean. V'hu adin, the same halach is true. Im kosher matlis b'psila shel kova kedei lekanech bo einov asur. That if he wanted to tie some kind of kerchief to a string on his hat, so it'd be available to wipe his eyes, it would be asur. This is a shulta giborim korin the berhetev. That you can't just hang things on your clothing and then your intent is for something else. It's nothing to do with your clothing. So even if there's a medical need that you want to address, it's still considered carrying on Shabbos. Sifka nun malbush. Now, a woman who prepares some kind of garment that's like a pants, that she'd be able to wear. Milafanel umilachrea. So it covers her in front and in back. Kein mechnesayim below shulayim. Like pants without legs. The cave on the derech malbushu, since it's a garment, mutu b'chol gavni, so that will be permitted. So he's describing something we would consider underpants, and the notes point out there are disposable underwear. Disposable underwear are mutu to wear on Shabbos. It's not considered carrying because it's made as something you wear. Uch l'kamon b'sif yudal, l'glasi and sif yudal. Al keshi l'fenei levad, but if it's only in front of her, or if it's only behind her, and she ties it with straps in front, that's not a garment for asur. That would not be accepted. The only exception Mechaber gives, if she ties material to keep her from suffering, shlo yich av. There shouldn't be pain. What's the pain? Because if the blood will go onto her body and then will dry, that could cause her discomfort. And then it would be mutter. Since her whole intent is to avoid the discomfort, the physical discomfort, even though there is the side effect, so to speak, that it keeps her clothes clean too, derech malbushu, that's called derech malbush, that's like clothing, kashal malbushin, like any other garment, shema asrim lahagonas haguf, that's there to protect the body, umutor, and that's permitted. So the bottom line is, if it's there to protect the person, that's considered clothing. If it's there to keep your clothes clean, that's not okay. Notes point out that a pad would probably be problematic because it's not a baguette, but since the way they make it today, it attaches to a garment, it becomes part of a garment, and therefore that's acceptable. Se'iv Yudalad, davar shehu derech malbush, something which you wear, afilum einu lov shehu ela mishum atzili tinuf, even though you're wearing it to keep yourself clean, mutar lo tzeis bo b'shabbos, that you're allowed to go out on Shabbos, it's not considered carrying. The Mor says, well, therefore, mutar lilbush beged me'agasham, you can wear a garment in the rain, or kova obosho, or hat on your head, to keep yourself dry and keep your other clothing dry. I will also the isha litin beged sifa v'pnehagasham, but a woman could not put a piece of material on her kerchief when it rains. Dein zeh derech malbush, because a piece of material is not clothing, it's not derech malbush. Mr. Bruce of Kodman Bezim, Eino lov sho v'chulu. What's something to say? They wear this over their clothing to keep the clothes clean, and that by itself should be asur. Afal pi ken mut, nonetheless, is permitted because it is a beged in its own right. That which the Ramah concludes with beged b'pnei hagashamim o kovah v'chulu, a garment to protect you from the rain or a hat. Hanugam ken afilu shem mosif lilbosh beged milmal lebegadav. Rak b'pnei hagashamim. That means even if I'm wearing a coat, like a raincoat, over my clothes because it's raining, and if it would not be raining, I wouldn't be wearing this garment. Maybe the raincoat is something very thick, like sackcloth. So he's wearing this special rain hat on top of his regular hat, to keep his regular hat dry. That's still okay. Because it is a garment. So the question is, if I have a plastic that fits to my hat, is that what he's talking about? He's talking about an actual hat. I'm wearing two hats. But if I have a plastic that's form-fitting to my hat, is that okay or not? And the word poskim said that it's fine. The word poskim said it's asur. There's a machlokes. Is that called protecting my hat, in which case it's asur? Or someone to say, lemaisa, it keeps me dry too. Things that you wear over your shoes to keep your shoes dry, the poskim are lenient because they say it keeps your feet dry too. If your shoes get wet, then your feet get wet. So it keeps you dry. Mr. Burasiv Kod Nun Gimel, Begin Al Tzifa, a woman cannot go out with some material on top of her kerchief. Hainu, im eino derech malbush, if the material is not clothing. Vakshemunach al rosh olavat, just sits on her head. Kmach bechatichas beged pishtun katana, like a small piece of linen. Av imes atefes bo. But if she wraps herself in this material, gam katsas megufa, some of her body as well, havi derech malbush, that's a garment. Vishorin, that's mutter. Afshu latzuli tinif, even if it's really intended to keep her dry and clean. Kmasha kasavu air, like we said before. Vafilamu beged geruva kasak, even if it's an inferior material like sackcloth, ukhamam besif chafalath, like we're saying sif chafalath. Vishori aflashuas, and it's even mutter for wealthy women. Kivin la anios chazi, since it's fit for the poor women. Which is considered a beged for the wealthy as well. So obviously he didn't have plastic. If you're looking for an inferior material, you say plastic. A plastic bonnet over the head will be mutter, even though you'll say, well, she just wants to keep the sheitel dry. But it's not true because it keeps her face dry. It's not only, it ties around her, you know, her head, and that protects her as well. It's not just protecting the wig. Sivka nudald, the ein zev v'chulu, this is not derech malbush. Vim kavanasa shlo yitzaru osa hagasham. Let's say the intent is to prevent discomfort. The rain is going to cause her pain. Shor b'chol inyan, then it should be mutter no matter what. Afshem emelin yitzelas al yidei zemitimpi, even though it also saves her clothing. Uavach yitikshveni off, as long as it's tied on well, it shouldn't slip off. Sifkadun hei malbush, it's not derech malbush. Valkei, therefore, also the ish lechasas hakovah, and therefore, man cannot cover his hat with a handkerchief either. because that's not a beged, it's just there to sitting on top of the hat to keep the hat dry, that's not allowed. So if tes vov, ein hakiteya yotzei bekav shalo, an amputee should not go out with his peg or artificial leg. They make this form of a foot. They carve a little bit in. So the end of his calf could fit into it. But this is the key here. This is not made to walk on. He does not walk on this. He needs his canes, he needs his crutches. The whole purpose is he should not look like someone who's missing a leg, but rather he has a limp leg. Since this artificial limb is not helping him walk, also that's caring. We're afraid Dilma Mishtalif Miraga may fall off his foot. He'll carry it all Amis because it's not really functional. It's just for appearances. Siv Tezayin. Kiteya She'eno Yochel Leilich Klal Al Shokov. The amputee who cannot support himself, he cannot walk on what's left of his calves. Ela Yoshiv Al Kisei. So he sits on a chair. He's in a chair. Wheelchair bound. Ukshenaka Mimakomo, in order to move from place to place, Nismach al yodov v'al shokov. He puts his weight, he pushes himself with his hands and on his calves. V'nidchef lefanev, and he propels himself forward. V'oise samoichos shal or o eitz l'roshe shokov o raglov hatluyim. And he has some supports of leather or wood for the ends of his calves or feet that are hanging there. Ukshenishan al yodov v'oker atzmo, and when he leans on his hands and he moves himself, nishan gam awaglov kitzah, so a little of his weight is on his feet. So those things on his legs cannot go out on Shabbos. The aidi detluyim, because they're hanging, v'lomanchiar, they don't rest on the ground. Zimin de mishtafi, the possibility exists that they'll come off and he'll carry them. Aval bekisei v'safsalim ha'katanim shebiyadav, but as far as the chair that he sits in and the supports for his hands, the small supports for his hands, mutlis, that's not a problem. That he's allowed to go out with. Kiteya b'shtei raglov u'mahalach al shokov alu kuvasov. If a person, both his feet were amputated and he basically goes on his calves and knees, v'oisa simoichos shel or l'shokov, he has leather supports for his calves, he can go out with those in Shabbos because those are not cosmetic, those are functional to help him get around. Let's stop here, take a look at Mishnah Berurah. The chair he sits on and the supports for his hands, he rests his weight on that when he propels himself forward, that he can go out on Shabbos. It's no different than the person who cannot walk if he doesn't have his cane. It's a yizayin. The cane becomes part of his body because that's how he walks. For this person, this is how he propels himself forward. So the chair is not a problem. That's not carrying. And even the supports for his hands is not a problem. The only problem we have are the cosmetic pieces hanging from his feet, which are of no use to him. That's going to be the problem of carrying.
He's talking about a wheelchair?
Not the way we understand it today. Not our wheelchairs, for sure. Because we just turned the wheels. He was actually pushing himself on the floor. Sifkad l'ches, yoytze behem b'shabbos. Now, if this amputee does use his legs, whatever's left, he uses his legs, and he has these leather supports that he can use on Shabbos. So we're not afraid it's going to fall off, he's going to carry it. That's how he walks. Like your shoes. We don't say you can't wear shoes in Shabbos because we're afraid they'll fall off. So too, for him, that is essentially his shoe. The Mark continues. It's also permitted to walk on Shabbos with wooden shoes, like clogs. Your foot goes right into it. So we're not afraid it's going to fall off. pantanish. The same is true with slippers. The mashtalfi b'mehera, they easily come off. U'meila, and they come off by themselves too. But lamaisa, you can wear them on Shabbos. V'yesh machmir, and others are strict. Or says no, you can't wear slippers that come off so easily by themselves. For lo yelech adam yachef b'Shabbos. Now you should know as a rule, don't go barefoot on Shabbos. The malkam shein derech leilech achef. If it's a place where people don't go barefoot. Nor should you go out on Shabbos the way you would on a weekday. Without something to remind them, shehu Shabbos, that's Shabbos. You shouldn't come to chilul Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah, sefkad nun tes. Shel eitz. Rama says he can wear wooden shoes. Hainu af al gav she'ein bo or klal, even though there's no leather at all. Afilu hachi mikri minol, still called a minol, still called a shoe. We're contrasting this with the kita, who cannot go out with the kav. It's also a piece of wood. It's a wooden peg. He can't go out with that. A wooden shoe, you can go out with. Because the wooden shoe, your foot goes into the shoe, as opposed to the peg, where it just rests on top. For Ayin Be'er Agro, look in the Vilna Gaon's Perush, or Pima Gadim, Shehikshu. They ask, Mehodle Kamon Simetofri Shudal Sif Beis, Mehilchus Im Kippur, Demash V'Davka B'mechupo, or Mil Malo, that's only a shoe if there's leather on it, I will show eight the vile chosh of minol. If it's just wood without leather, it's not a shoe. Ayin shem be'agro mash teretz b'zeh. If you look in Vilna Gaon, he answers le'yashiv das shulchan aruch lechalek to explain the shulchan aruch who differentiates ben Shabbos le'yom kippur between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Av mikol mokam ledina mashma the mitzad keramban. However, the halacha, the Vilna Gaon seems to lean like the Ramban. To show eight levad lochosh of minol, that a wooden shoe is not a shoe. After in Shabbos, even for Shabbos. So the Ma'aseh Mechaber differentiates between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and this type of wooden shoe is mutter to wear on Shabbos, but there are others who disagree, like the Ramban, and the Vilna Gaon seems to lean towards the Ramban that one should not wear wooden shoes on Shabbos. Sukkot Samach V'chein, the Pantanish, the Ramah says you can also wear these Pantanish, these slippers. Hayna Mashakom B'Shonena, we call it Pantafil, and the note here says it's Na'alei Bayis. It's a slipper. The Aval gav the Mishtalfi b'meher umemela, even though it comes off quickly and by itself. Hainu aydei chalitza b'yadayim u'bilo hataras kesher. You mean, in other words, you just take it off with your hand. You don't have to untie it. Mikol malkam kivin the mechupa or hu mehudu ksas. But since there's leather over it, it's a little bit on the foot tight. V'lachashinu dimo yipu b'asya, so you're not afraid it'll fall off and he'll carry it. Sifkot samachal v'yesh machin. Others are strict, no. Hainu pantanish, that goes to the, refer to slippers. Umitam del mishtof, he's afraid it'll fall off. Vataza kamen besif mem kosev, the Taz and sif mem writes, though chashin lezeh, we don't worry about it. The ain derech leilich yocheh, b'shus harav, and people don't go barefoot in the streets, in the public place. Vatayz Shabbos mefakvi kasas to draw, but Tayz Shabbos disagrees, ayin shum look over there. V'nir it would seem. The mokam refresh, if it's very muddy outside, the vadi and the halk, we should not be lenient. But if he forgot and did wear them outside the house, in Sarach Lahasim, he will not have to take them off. Al Mahalch Behenach Megillah Beis, so he can wear them until he gets home. This is true of anything that we're afraid you'll take it off and carry it. If you're outside already, just make sure you get home with them still on your body and don't carry them. So there's a concern whenever you're wearing shoes on Shabbos that they have to be tight on the foot. It should not be something that will easily fall off, and then you just pick it up and carry it. Sifkad Samech Beis, Bevokam Shein Devchu, the Ramah concludes that a person should not walk barefoot on Shabbos in a place where people don't go barefoot. Ubedachim Moshe Mash, we look at Dachim Moshe implied. Dafil Bevokam Shadakon Leilich Achech Bechol, even a place where everyone is comfortable going barefoot on a weekday. Beshabbos Yilbash Min Olim, on Shabbos you should wear for shoes. Deshe Yizker Shehu Shabbos, to remember that it's Shabbos. Well, Bach said the gam yesh b'zeh mishum oynik Shabbos. The Bach says it's an element of oynik Shabbos. For the biyantiv tzerich lizor b'zeh. So, to an yantiv, one should be careful with this. The oynik Shabbos biyantiv shavin. When it comes to oynik, we say that oynik Shabbos and yantiv are the same. V'ayin beis the gam b'chol midas tzniyasu chelo leilech achev. We learn back in Siman beis that even on a weekday, it's a tzniyas issue. It's modest not to go outside barefoot.